Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are getting into a world where cozy comfort meets, well, mortal danger.
We really are.
We're talking about the detective novelist's Poison Teacup collection. That perfect steaming cup of Earl Grey right before the arsenic kicks in.
And our mission today is to go deeper than just, you know, quirky decor. We want to show you how these curated pieces, whether it's a novelty mug or a fine bone china, can become a really practical, creative tool.
A mood engine.
A mood engine, exactly. For writers, or really for anyone with a highly active, imaginative world in their head.
Okay, so let's unpack that. I mean, think about how often a murder mystery, especially a cozy one, just pivots around a cup of tea.
All the time.
The sources bring up authors like Laura Childs, right? Her Tea Shop Mysteries series.
Yeah.
It starts with Death by Darjeeling.
And the central crime is a poison cup of tea served at some very genteel, very proper heritage event.
It's that tension, isn't it? The juxtaposition.
It's completely about the tension. You have this setting that is the absolute definition of safe. It's cozy. It's exquisite.
To the life.
The very picture of it. And then that same small, fragile cup becomes the delivery system for absolute violence. It forces you to see that danger doesn't always wear a mask.
Sometimes it wears a doily.
Sometimes it wears a doily. And, you know, tea already has this historical weight to it. It sets the stage for high-level thinking.
Right. Going way back.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you go back to the Tang Dynasty, the tea classic said it could harmonize the mind, sharpen perception. It's an ancient ritual for clarity.
So you take that tradition, that focus.
And you layer it with this little wink of modern mist, just this poison cup theme. Instantly, you've got this powerful visual prompt for plotting and, you know, a bit of sinister humor for your desk.
So it's not just having a morning cuppa anymore. It's like a little private conspiracy.
That's a great way to put it.
So let's get specific. When we're talking about a poison teacup for a writer, what exactly is it?
Well, for what we're talking about, it's any piece of drinkware that mixes elegance with a playful nod to danger or crime or some kind of dark humor.
But the danger is just conceptual.
Strictly conceptual, of course. The cup itself is perfectly safe, usually ceramic or bone china for daily use. The whole point is the object becomes a symbol for that duality the writer is playing with.
And I love how varied they are. They almost seem to model different ways of telling a story. You've got the really theatrical ones and then the super subtle ones.
That's a great observation. The theatrical reveal is perfectly modeled by that Litjoy ceramic teacup.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, so when you first get it, it just looks like a nice, refined cup. But you have to finish your entire drink.
All the way to the bottom.
All the way to the last drop. And then you see the message, you have been poisoned.
Which is brilliant because it's literally pacing and payoff. You get the comfort, the ritual, and then boom, the sting in the tail right at the very end.
Exactly. And then on the other side, you have the subtle twist. This is for a different kind of mystery, right? Often about deception.
Like the Spitfire Girl pieces.
Yes, the fine bone china from Spitfire Girl. From a distance, it looks like classic, luxurious English tea china. You know, delicate flowers.
But when you get up close.
You see, the pattern is actually woven with tiny skulls or crossbones or little hidden toxic plants. The terrible truth hiding in the beauty.
So the writer's collection really becomes this little gallery of literary tension right there on the desk.
It really does. And if you're collecting for creative fuel, this is where it gets really, really interesting. How do creators actually use this stuff to generate content, not just a vibe?
It's about the ritual, right? That seems to be the key. It's not passive.
Not at all. Take the historical mystery author from that Crime Reads essay. She talks about a daily afternoon ritual where she rotates through her collection of vintage Shelley cups.
And these are proper vintage pieces.
Oh, yeah. Incredible stuff. Spanning from Wildman designs in the 1890s all the way up to the 1960s. And her process isn't just drinking the tea.
It's more than that.
It's about holding the cup, wondering about who owned it before, what secrets they kept.
What conversations that cup overheard.
Exactly. And that link is so tangible. Those quiet little thoughts about history and the labor that went into the cup. That's what led her to set a whole novel, A Sinister Service, partly inside of fictional pottery works.
Ah, so she turned the object's creation into the crime scene's location.
Precisely. The grinding pans, the fiery kilns, they all became these natural spots for murder and intrigue. The cup didn't hand her the plot, but it gave her the entire world for it.
Which just shows you the power of world building. We see it with Laura Childs, too. The appeal isn't just the puzzle.
No, not at all.
Readers write in asking for recipes for the tea marbled eggs or asking if the therapy dog is okay. The tea, the shop, the tableware, that is the charm. It's the whole atmosphere.
It's the heart of the story's DNA. And even simple rituals do this. We saw examples of readers using of like a heavy black Lord Voldemort mug every night to create a reading ceremony.
Or people upcycling old teacups into little scenes.
Yeah, with shells and fairies. The moment you assign a piece of tableware a ritual purpose, it stops being just a dish. It becomes a tool.
Okay, so this is the crucial part. How do you build your own collection? You're saying you don't need a huge one, just a thoughtful one.
A thoughtful palette. That's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to assign roles to the pieces. So let's start with the anchor piece.
The anchor piece?
This is the centerpiece. The thing that declares, to you mostly, that this desk is a place for stories and, you know, potential homicide.
I love the Paul Cardew detective story writer's desk teapot for this. It's not even a cup, but it's like a miniature stage set.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It anchors the whole space in the idea of clue hunting.
Mm.
Or you know, you could use one of those dramatic Spitfire girl cups. Something
yeah.
that's visually beautiful, but also deceiving.
Okay, so you have your anchor. Next up, gothic and witty pieces.
Right, these are your darkly funny inside jokes. This is where that Lik Choy hidden message cuff lives.
The sting in the tail.
It reinforces that core idea. And there's a growing niche market for this. You know, the witchy gothic sets with crescent moons and black matte finishes. It reminds you you're playing with darkness, but you're having fun.
And we have to talk about the heritage angle, the classic bone china. Why does holding a vintage Shelley cup actually matter?
This is where history links right to danger. So these Shelley cups, in these elegant shapes like the oleander, were made in Staffordshire. And they're famous for being incredibly thin, but also really strong.
And why is that?
Because of the inclusion of beef, bone ash in the recipe.
Bone ash. So you're literally holding this piece of labor history of chemistry.
Exactly. It's a reminder that danger can hide in the most polished places. That knowledge links the beautiful cup to real physical hazards, labor rivalries, the exact kind of real-world friction that becomes a motive for murder, gives your mystery depth.
Then you need the workhorses.
These are the mugs that ground you, the practical, heavier ceramic pieces you reach for every day. They're like symbols, a mystery writer's club mug. So it's like an imaginary membership badge.
It tells you that you belong.
You belong to the fraternity of plotters. Or, for a bit of humor, that novelty mug that says, "Don't make me use my voice."
Oh, I love that one.
It's a perfect, witty nod to being an introvert. It's a joke that reminds you that you speak loudest on the page.
And finally, for maximum plotting power, the DIY option.
This is such a high-value idea for outlining. The tutorial from me and Annabelle Lee shows you how to take cheap, thrifted white mugs and use water slide decal paper to put your own designs on them.
So you could label them with your suspects.
Your suspects, your primary poison, key plot twists, anything. It's deep personalization.
But you have to be careful with them, right?
Oh, very. And this is a crucial note. Since these decals aren't kiln fired, you have to let them cure for a few days, and then you can only use very gentle hand washing to trade off durability for customization.
So we have the collection. How do we actually use it without just, you know, cluttering up the desk?
You have to think like a set designer. The key is staging. Keep your anchor piece, like the teapot, elevated, maybe on a stack of books. It becomes the backdrop.
And the cup you're drinking from stays close.
Right. And use coherence cues. If your collection is gothic, black and white, let your notebooks or sticky notes match those tones. Make the setting feel intentional.
You can add other senses too, scent and sound.
Definitely. Reserve a specific tea blend, say a holiday blend with cranberries and spices, and make that your poison of choice only when you're drafting. Your desk becomes a recurring sensory scene.
And assigning those narrative jobs, how do we make the cups work for us?
Okay, so you use the Lik Choy hidden message cup when you're working on the final reveal. Its delayed reveal mirrors the pacing you need.
The luxury bone china. That's for scenes with old money or high society.
Exactly. The disastrous tea party. And the classic vintage cups are for character work.
Yeah.
Rotate through them. Free write a paragraph about an imagined past owner, their secrets. It's great for seeding subplots.
And the DIY mugs.
Those are for structure. Label one with a primary poison, one with a red herring. Switch them daily. One day you focus on the real threat. The next day you focus on the false lead. It keeps you on track.
Just a quick practical note. These are all safe to drink from, but how do you care for them?
Right. So the theme is poison, but the cups are fine. The Lik Choy ceramic mugs are generally dishwasher safe. But luxury bone china, especially with gold accents, has to be hand-washed.
And the DIY ones are the most delicate.
They need the most tender care. Gentle hand-washing only to protect your genius plotting labels.
That is excellent advice.
Ultimately, the real power here is in the consistent ritual. It doesn't matter if you have 3 cups or 20. It's about creating this little moment where elegance, mischief, and story all share the same sip.
It turns writing from just a task into a deliberate secret ceremony.
It does.
So if the goal is to feel your brain just slide into mystery mode every time you sit down, consider this. The subtle poison cups, they only reveal their secret after the drink is gone. It mirrors that delayed realization of a crucial truth. So what assumption are you holding right now about your life, your work, a relationship that will only be revealed as the poison once the daily comfort is finished? What secret is hiding at the bottom of your mug?